Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic. We'll talk some Raptors on Raptors Republic, cause they can't stop us.
What did you guess?
Hmm?
What episode did you guess?
I said 18.
You're right.
Come on now. Come on.
You're fucking right, buddy.
Come on. We're winning the championship.
You guys nailed it?
We're winning the championship.
No idea.
You guys won a wine spitzer?
I pissed myself halfway through this podcast, by the way.
Episode 18 of season 6 on Talking Raptors.
I got the juice right now. I'm ready to go.
Barry Woo! Taylor with Nick Reynoldson.
Hey, buddy.
Game 2 is just wrapped up.
Somber, but not sad.
We're in the NBA Finals.
Dude,
you know?
It's 1-1, baby. We knew this was going to be a long series. The refs are pieces of shit, but we'll get into that later.
We'll talk about it later. On Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Drake, here's your royalty money. Laid low, for the most part, in game two, compared to
Do you think that's that's definitely got to be a broadcast, like, NBA-wide thing, where they don't focus on Drake? Because he was standing, right. He was wilding, and they only
right.
really showed his face, like
I think they do agree, the networks probably agree to ignore him, for the most part.
Because we didn't talk about this before, but they talked to Drake. Like, the NBA talked to Drake.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And they proposed to move his seats.
Yeah.
And the Raptors were like, no.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Get fucked. No.
Get the hell out of here. It's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
They wanted
Years.
To move him?
They wanted to move him, Monty. We should introduce Monty.
Monty Scott, voice of the Raptors. But actual person.
But, yeah, well,
is here,
I remain a person.
Is here.
More than a person.
Thank you for joining us. Did we throw Drake money?
No, we haven't yet.
Okay, well, here's that.
Okay. I think we gave him more money last time, but give him...
We gave him a lot.
Throw him as much
give
as
him a
he
lot
wants.
More.
Honestly, yeah. He's been doing good.
I love him.
Yeah. It's like fun.
He's doing fantastic. That first game, when he wore the Del Curry jersey, it was all amazing. But you notice he had a Nike band on his arm, right? And you know what the yeah. Nike band was covering.
Was that the
Steph
Curry? That
was
Curry?
Steph
the Steph Curry tattoo.
And Kevin Durant tattoo.
Yeah.
He got
the
a
number
Steph
30
Curry
and the
Durant.
Number 35, yeah.
You know what blows me away is he got a Durant.
They're boys, man. They're all boys. And him and Draymond are boys. They went out for dinner.
Well, listen.
It's all cute. It's all nice.
Guys, we're all boys. I'm not getting a tattoo on neither of you guys.
I would tattoo Barry on me.
Listen.
Thank you.
I couldn't yeah, like I get, you guys
I,
more.
I'd tattoo Barry.
I'm not yeah. getting a tattoo.
What, are you just on my forearm?
Anytime soon, yeah.
But you from like high school when you had long hair and shit?
I would do you
I'd
guys
do that.
Like
Is
on
that
my,
Jesus?
On
it's
my shoulders,
sorta,
like...
It's sorta Jesus.
Thing one.
We've listen, you know how, this is how you know we've changed as Raptors fans. We've been talking for at least 15 minutes and it's jovial.
Oh, man.
It's 1-1 in the series, man. Yeah. In the goddamn finals. Yes. And we're not fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care anymore.
We're good. No. No, no. I'm just not worried. I still care.
Well, no. I'm at a point where I care
quite a bit.
I care less than you.
There are a lot of positives to take away right now. A lot of positives.
Yeah, man. We didn't hit a shot for 15 minutes, it felt like.
It's 1-1. Mm-hmm. We're in the NBA Finals. If a year ago someone was like, you could be up 1-1, or you could be tied in the NBA Finals going into Golden State, and would you take it? You'd be like, fuck yeah. And
I honestly, like...
I'm okay with it.
Well, okay, are we going to talk about... Are we going to do the Kevin Durant thing now? We're going to do this?
Sure.
Like, okay, realistically, on paper, what all the pundits are saying, who are on our side, like Jalen Rose, you know what I mean? Like, we had to take both these games because KD could possibly come back. That's up in the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Monty, you think his legs are broken?
I think he's done, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not panicked because I really think without KD, like, our team is better than this team.
Yes.
Like, I really do feel like we're actually better than this team.
Watching that, man, I definitely felt that.
We went through just a shit offensive stretch, which happens to our team sometimes, man.
Yeah.
But it was like everyone was shit. Yeah. It's not like, okay, it's the bench is gonna... No, no, no. It's everyone was shit. There was foul trouble. We'll get into the fucking refs, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah. Soon.
But...
It felt like on the same level. The Raptors and the Warriors won the exact same level, if not the Warriors better.
I thought we could have won that game right down to the... Definitely. Right down to the end.
Definitely.
I thought we could have won that game.
I thought the Warriors made a bunch of shots. Not that they couldn't make, but they made every shot they could make.
And they're
going
to, like, they're
going to. No, I mean, they're going to make a bunch of shots you can't believe.
That's Steph and...
But, like, literally, they made a bunch of shots they shouldn't have made. There was 5 shots they made they shouldn't have made.
I like that the whole thing was... I like that Steph said that, you disrespected Iguodala. Which he was open for...
He was open for a while.
A shit ton. Like, you want him to shoot it.
Yeah.
But you want to...
It's like not
all
day.
We should have sent someone to him for sure. Yeah.
But was anyone really when he shot it, when you watched?
I didn't think it was going in.
I was just like, yeah, that's cool. Take that.
I didn't think it was going in.
Ah, goddamn it.
Well, personally, if I was defending that play, I would have looked at Iguodala for a moment and then kicked Steph Curry in the calf so hard. And being like, well, I don't know. I was just trying to make a play.
It's 1-1. We knew this shit's going to be a long series. We're not panicking. And normally, listen, for this podcast, you know me and Barry would be hammered and having a goddamn panic attack.
Oh, exactly.
I don't know if it's because Monty's here, we're comforted.
But they're calm.
Or if the team is so fucking... The team is so calm. The team's so good.
You guys are calm.
And I really do... I fucking feel like we can beat this goddamn team, like...
I agree.
Not even in a delusional way.
And also to the
I
point
think
where...
We fuck them up.
To the point where I'm not even... It's unfortunate that they didn't win. Because tonight, like you said, watching, you're like, wow, they're better than them. They could win. And then they didn't. I don't even feel like it's like, oh, that one got away. I'm like, all right. Golden State's, you know, really, really good.
It got away, though.
Yeah. But also Golden State's...
We couldn't score for a long time.
For sure.
A very long time.
Yes. I agree with that. But also, Golden State's really good. So it's like, you can't fuck up. They're really awesome.
They're the champs, man.
So.
You got to play, so, close to perfect basketball for sure.
Yeah.
But we played far from that, is what I'm saying.
Right.
We played far from perfect basketball.
Yes. So what I'm saying is I'm confident that the Raptors can win the series.
We're fucking confident, man. Yeah. Let's get into it. This was our, like, we had to be calm.
Of course.
We understand our platform. We understand people listening. You don't want us to panic. But we're not panicking.
Not at all.
And I'm fucking drunk. Hey, yes. I don't know if you guys can tell. You can.
No, we're drunk. Of course.
You know I've been drinking across these playoffs.
Of course.
Sometimes you catch me in the daytime and I'm not drinking.
This is also immediately following the game.
Immediately okay? after the game.
And what do you expect from us? We're not the people that are going to come immediately and do a post-game podcast. And like, here's the statistical
Well, honestly,
breakdown.
Barry, here's the thing. Let's tell the people the truth.
It's never going to happen.
The game ended, and we immediately smoked a pure sativa spliff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that, too.
Fired that sure. up. Yeah, so we feel good. We are, our mind's open. We see yes. see the mistakes we made.
Yeah.
We see how we can advance and how we're going to win this series. And we are a better team. Anyhow, yes. that's fucking thing one. Shout out to Drake.
Everything's fine.
Thing two.
This being all said, the refereeing, the calls.
Was shit.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Monty, it's time for you to let loose.
Yeah.
We got through thing one, and now it's time for a voice of the podcast. He's got some got some theories.
I'm just saying, if we kill one of these refs, then the other ref's going to know. Make a decent call.
Colombian soccer
team? Until you kill a ref, you don't get a call.
Yeah.
And until we do, as a country, then apparently they're, you know, they're like, oh, we can do whatever we want. But, like, kill one ref. And then all of a sudden, even international trade-wise, they're like, oh, these guys aren't joking around. They're killing refs over here. Woo! You know, Switzerland's like, oh, you know, like, okay, these guys don't want to okay. play games, you know. So I think as a country, Canada knows that we're going to kill this ref. A ref.
We all three, honestly,
for legality,
Tony purpose. Brothers, Ed Malloy, and Scott Foster. It's three wins that, you know, it's wins of the devil. They all come together in
It sucks
tornado
to even have to be talking about this.
It was shit though. Like I know it sucks. It's such an awful thing to.
But there were
the
moments
refs. No,
where
it was garbage, bro.
I think the second quarter when they went on a 10-0 run and then just the refs, it just ended on these foul calls. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, you're literally, you're doing it. Like, you're changing the game right now. Mm-hmm. You're switching shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're directly affecting the game.
Yeah.
Nick, you feel it's shit that the refs fucked up the game?
Yes.
In basketball.
Yes.
Your faith in reffing has been unbelievable to me.
Well, this is, you know, this is where we have to be.
Reffing,
this know. Is where I'm trying to be like.
Are you trying? Because
bro,
to,
when we
trying to be
when we win, I don't got a problem with the referees.
Right.
But when I lose,
I know.
I got a fucking problem. With the right. So I'm trying to balance
it's
that. Like
you want to chase the refs, like, you know, South American.
And Monty, you threatened to close the arena and kill them. You shot.
Yes,
kill them.
I would
kill
like
all three of them.
No. No, just one, he said. Just one. Well,
yeah, just make an example of
no,
one.
You just need
we
one.
We don't need to kill all three. It's not worth it.
That's what we need to
make
be
an
clear
example
about.
Of one.
That's what needs to be crystal clear. Is he
blood
only
of
wants
one?
One?
The other two have to watch, though. The other two have to see him die.
Nick,
Tony Brothers, you can live.
You called me out, Nick, and I agree. I would let them all watch each other die. Until the last one, he can't watch nobody. He can just look at the dead people die. And then that's it. So, believe me, I'm relatively harsh on refs as far as it goes.
Monty doesn't like refs, man.
Yeah, because...
I don't even know how we got into this part of the conversation. But Monty doesn't like refs.
No.
But it did just feel like there was some...
There was a lot. I mean, it didn't feel.
Bullshit
calls.
There was
calls. Clearly a lot of bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys think the fucking... They're trying to extend this, right?
I don't even know. Yeah, of course
Whoa,
they are.
I love
of
it course, more than anything else.
Of course they are. But it's not even a thing against the Raptors. It's They would do that if economy, whatever team it was.
Economy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it wouldn't, whoever it was.
You made more money, man.
But holy shit, it's annoying when it happens to you.
Thing three.
So, and full credit for this goes to TSN Radio and the Hayes Show. I believe it's whatever.
Hayes Noodle and the Old Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them. Honestly, I never listened to their show, but that drop is fucking fire.
That show.
Hayes Noodle and the Old Dog.
They're really funny. They're really good.
First of all, do we all, who knows who Old Dog is?
It's Jeff O'Neill. That guy's
fire?
Dude, he's fucking hilarious.
Hockey player.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. Second question.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Noodle?
Your
name's out here just Noodle?
No, he's the other guy. He was a goalie in the NHL. Monty, you must know this. You know hockey.
Billy Noodle.
Billy Noodle?
No, I don't know. I only know
the
Old Dog.
The Old Dog scored 30 goals numerous times. And I'm like, NHL.
Don't look at me like I disrespected him. I'm just asking a question, Monty.
I'm just saying, like, that's the only time know. I know anyone.
We're talking about the Raptors. We're talking about Hayes Noodle and the goddamn Old Dog.
Looking at you like,
the hell are we talking about?
Disrespected Jeff O'Neill.
I just asked questions. Listen, Jeff O'Neill.
It's Brian Hayes, Jeff O'Neill, and Noodles.
Well, so I don't know the goalie.
Noodles is just...
This is the show, okay? This is where I heard it.
Yeah. Who is Noodles? Buddy Noodles just a man? That would be like, yo, that's so funny, eh? You just get... You're the color personality. Listen, Noodles.
You better
He's
bring
wacky.
Some personality. Yeah, like if the pair of them are really good athletes, and then so what are you?
I played the sport my entire life. How about you, Noodles? Well, I juggled for a long time.
Just talking. So you're talking now. All right, I'm like, fuck.
Noodles.
Can imagine.
Noodles! Dude, isn't me funny? I'm going to find out Noodles follows me on Instagram, some weird shit, and I follow him, and we're boys.
I can imagine your verbal dexterity.
And I like him a lot. That's what's gonna happen.
Either way, this is the reference. And
Series is 1-1, folks.
it was broadcast on public airwaves, and they're both credible. It's a credible source.
Both.
So I believe it's real. They were talking about how U.S. players, no matter where, what team you're playing for, what league or whatever, come here because the strip clubs are insane.
Noodle said this?
Noodle
said
no,
the
Jeff
strip
O'Neill.
Clubs are lit?
Jeff O'Neill.
Okay.
No, Jeff O'Neill, yeah.
Who's that, Hayes? That's O'Dog. O'Neill, O'Dog. That's O'Dog.
No, I'm telling you, it's Jeff O'Dog. But it's the strip clubs, apparently. Which
in Toronto?
Yeah.
No, they're not sure. That's not true.
Dude, that's what professional athletes are talking about on public radio. They're saying,
"Wait, but who? How?
But how much?
Not public radio.
Who told him that?
Huh? Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills."
I don't want to hear... No, listen. I want to know what the fuck basketball players are doing, not goddamn Noodles and the Old Dog.
No, but that's apparently the thing. Because why else... Because we've always said that. It's like, why does Charles Barkley lose his mind about being around Rod Black and Leo Rhodes? Like,
cocaine. But those are ball players. Those are ball... Rod Black's not a ball player. Leo Rhodes a ball player.
You can get cocaine in any city. You can get cocaine in any city.
No, but Rod Black has good cocaine. You can see it on the broadcast.
The Rod
this
Black
guy,
cocaine.
No, he's whack like, ass cocaine.
I'm going to cross the water for that Rod Black cocaine.
Yes.
There's one man.
Rod Black only had a mustache to hide his cocaine habit. I'm telling you, man. Remember when Rod Black had a mustache? I saw him in the mall. I saw him. I was like, oh, you like cocaine. You think
that's
strip clubs?
100%.
Atlanta, well, that's what, dude, that's
I
what...
think Atlanta has better strip clubs than we do in Toronto.
Why would you think that?
I just.
But you haven't been to.
I just listen to rap music, to be honest. I've never been to a lot of Toronto strip clubs. Look, they have a clear. Shout out to my girlfriend. I love you very much.
Well, did you guys see? Did you guys see what Barack Obama, who was at the game?
We went from strip clubs to motherfucking Barack Obama.
Obama was
Talking Raptors.
But yeah, listen. I do enjoy gyrating.
Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog.
Enough respect.
Noodles!
Obama said, apparently, that he's a big fan of Toronto.
Of course he is.
Well, I feel pretty good. As a
Brown actually, person, never mind.
I feel like pretty safe.
Here we go.
Pretty safe. Oh, thank you.
Monty's getting all riled up.
Oh.
Anyway.
What thing is this? Okay. Four? Five?
Thing four? You guys want to stop and do a refill on the spritz?
Yeah, or? I got to pee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should we roll a spliff? Yeah, we should.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Jimmy, thing four.
There are Jurassic Parks all over Canada.
40 plus.
It's pretty awesome.
None in Scarborough.
Are there none in Scarborough? No, we can confirm that. The Mississauga
they
one's
must be scared
huge.
To put one in Scarborough. Straight up, they're scared to put one in Scarborough because they don't want to know what's going to happen.
You can't put one in Scarborough Town Center.
Well, first of all, Scarborough's
Jurassic World.
We should clarify. You are both from Scarborough.
Scarborough's Godzilla, my G.
Okay.
Jurassic. Yeah. No, Godzilla.
So you both know the area well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can...
Monty is actually... Monty, listen. People listening to this podcast don't know Monty's the OG of Scarborough. And Monty has taken me a lot of places that they serve liquor out of a goddamn teapot. When you don't think they're going to serve liquor.
Wow.
And I've lived there my whole life, and I didn't know. I'm like, this is a thing? And Monty's like, oh, buddy, what do you mean? I'm there, and listen...
Well, if you're serious about things, they'll always give it to you. That's what I've learned from Scarborough. Just be like, yo, you have to give it. And they'll be like, well, I don't see any reason why not. This is the history of the city.
I'm going to drink this, and it's going to be legal. Does anyone have a problem? No? Good,
now,
perfect.
Now you must.
I would like it colder than this.
Yeah, but surely... Give it to me.
So there are Jurassic Parks all over Canada. We went to the ones. We went to the very first one.
Yeah, we went for years. We went for the first 4 years.
Did we go that long? I thought we went for the first two.
No, we went to the first 4 years.
You guys serious?
Facts, we went to the first 4 years, bro.
Four?
Yes.
Listen, everyone listening, how about you respect
that's
that?
That's shocking. I thought we did
two. We went to one every year. We went
the first two years, we went to
everyone we could.
Right.
Yeah.
The last ones we went, we're like, and then at the end, we're like, we're never coming back.
Yeah. Everyone give some respect to that.
Would you ever go to one now?
Yes.
Would you?
On ecstasy. No, I wouldn't. I would have to be, I don't know. No, I don't think I would go.
The out of town ones, like the ones that aren't in the city, they look...
Those
also
are like drive-ins, man. I'm about that.
They look equally fun. The Saskatoon one, or whatever Saskatchewan one, they kept flashing during game two.
And it was daytime still, which is the best.
It just looked like a campsite. And
I was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck, all right. These guys are watching. That's all right.
Dude, I love that shit, man. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah.
Monty's got the hiccups. This is the best day of my entire life. This is so fucking amazing that we have this on recording. Oh, Jesus. I think Monty needs a Tums or something. Are you doing okay, buddy? Monty's got heartburn for sure.
Tums is... None of your business.
Hey, mister. Thing five.
Well, here's a piece of inspiration that I don't know... I don't think you guys knew because you would have for sure told me, and I feel like I wouldn't have forgot. But... Herbie Coon, voice of the Raptors at the arena which they are playing, if it's the Air Canada Center or the Scotiabank Arena. Monty, you still with us?
I'm here, bro.
You don't no, pull the mic up, make sure, give the confirmation.
What do you want from me, bro?
I don't...
Listen, I'm here. Okay. I'm enjoying my time here.
Okay. That's all I needed. That's it. We're good. Legally, we can move on.
What's the big deal. Listen. Fix this in a goddamn edit. I don't know what's going on.
Herbie Coon. Herbie fucking Coon. We got a podcast to do, buddy. Herbie Coon. Let's go.
Herbie Coon.
I find this
agitating. What's up? What about Herbie Coon, Barry?
Two things.
Those.
The three of us are connected to Herbie Coon. I'll say this.
Hello.
Okay?
Herbie yes? Coon?
Herbie Coon.
Herbie Coon, voice of the Raptors. PA announcer of the Raptors since the beginning of the Raptors.
Since the beginning. For the two of you, as you are both...
He is Noodle's son.
He is half Guyanese.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on. I would have thought you guys would have fucking gunned that out at me early in our friendship.
What do you mean? I miss Guyanese? That. Like all of us? Like me and Monty?
Because here's the thing. Nick, especially, has a thing where we can be anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere we've ever been, ever. It can be anywhere across the country. And someone just says hello or just a nod, and Nick's like, yeah, that guy's Guyanese for sure, or whatever.
I can hear an accent.
Like, you just fucking...
If you're from Guyana and you have an accent, I can... One, two words, man. This
man is the voice of the Raptors, and he is half Guyanese. He's German and Guyanese.
German and blood clot.
But look at it, I mean... But that's, again, the thing is because you are Germany, or you are...
not Germanese at all.
Guyanese and Scott, Guyanese and English? Not,
yeah.
I'm Guyanese and English.
And you're Guyanese and Scottish.
Yeah.
Right. English. And he's Guyanese and German.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's crazy, man.
I don't know.
I did not know that. Is his mom Guyanese? Do you know?
But he's... but also, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Here's the one last kicker. He's from Scarborough.
Listen, okay. Can we take a time out? That's why he pronounces people's names with such fucking psycho shit.
He
Serge Ibaka. Okay, bro. Let's
Serge
Ibaka.
And that is my connection. Is my girlfriend is from Scarborough.
Yeah. Scarborough's and deep in this podcast. Dog.
Her sister.
Dog, yo, we out here. Yo, man. We out here, dog.
Her sister went to high school with Herbie.
Isn't her sister younger?
No, her older sister. Went to high school with Herbie in Scarborough.
Been in the high school system for quite some time.
Yeah.
Where's the Noodles at?
Yeah, Noodles. I thought it was going to be a thing where Noodles or the old dog wanted to fight me or something.
I don't think they will want to fight you right away.
Thing six, many tricks.
What are we doing?
I'm so pumped up now. Right. Thing six, we are in this bitch.
Thing six, just coincidentally, someone say _ Hota.
What a quinky dink.
Tweeted a gif of Herbie.
Hayes Noodles and the old dog.
No, Herbie, the voice of the Raptors.
Chance Guyana.
Yeah, that
shout
is.
Shout out to fucking... Dude, the best was the man. There's a man with a Guyanese flag. He's been there since Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park, right.
Started. I don't know if it's the same man, but there's a Guyanese flag. And I'm fucking pumped.
Well, always.
He's
are
there.
We not?
Oh boy, me and Abel at least pick me.
We stand by.
Come on, boy, me and Abel.
No idea what's going on me right now.
We had the flag boy. We had the flag boy.
Caribbean men.
Okay.
Oh boy, you come to the square. How long you lining up for?
Talking to you now.
You lining up for 3 hours. Okay, boy, 3 hours. Okay.
Well, this is
you committed. Yeah, oh boy. Hey.
I don't know when to start talking again.
Don't worry about it. Keep it going. Thing six in this bitch.
Lou Habia, rate the officiating in the game.
Oh boy, me anymore with the officiating. it's bullshit. Fuck this shit. Tony Brothers.
I'd give it a...
Ed Malloy, Scott Foster, the biggest Devils of all time.
C+.
It's fucking nonsense. It's some, like, weird Phantom of the Opera. I hate these people.
What would you grade if you had to give it a grade?
Suck my whole penis. Is
all right. That great? Okay. Monty?
C. C. It's a C.
That's what suck your whole dick is. Is
deep,
a C?
Deep C.
All right. Monty?
Big long C. C.
My thought on the officiating?
Yeah.
Would be negative.
Not even a real rating.
In just honest negative. Truth, in fairness to those people, I would kill them. Literally kill them.
All right.
And I would kill some of their family.
Does that answer the question?
Not everybody.
Monty but, like, would kill the people. Does that answer your question?
No, honestly, you start killing people's family. Well, they start. It's a bit of a different.
Talking Raptors.
Officiating kind of point of view.
But well,
the,
it was
next,
good.
The next tweet says, it ain't over. We need your positivity. That's from Joshua Chan.
Dude, we were fucking positive. Yo, shout out to Joshua Chan.
Thank you, Joshua.
We're hella positive, man.
The lovable old
we're
James.
Fucking winning this shit. We're a better team. Sorry, I'm cutting over. Listen, liquor sometimes it either makes you be very sad or sometimes very happy. And right now, I'm in between. But mostly it's happy.
The lovable old James. Fuck, marry, kill. Tony Brothers, Scott Foster, Ed Malloy.
Well, like we brought it up, like Monty, Monty said, lock them in the arena and kill them.
Yeah, now you just can't leave.
Those are the three I worst fucking that. Refs you could ever get in your whole life.
JP, Windows 10 is going to ensure a classic episode reaches the light of day. Listen.
Shout out to JP, man.
Windows 10 has been fine. Pro Tools has been a disaster. I don't know if anybody... knows anyone.
You should have just got a Mac, man.
Pro Tools. No, but the Mac, I said I should never get a Mac. Because I like using Pro Tools. But Pro Tools sucks dick in terms of customer service. They don't, like...
You gotta use, like, Arcade or something. I don't know. I'm just telling you, like, the...
I'm not 100% sure, but let your left hand go. You, like... you just jab somebody or, like, strong punch somebody... Left hand.
Buddy, I like that you just brought up fighting out of nowhere. He was talking about software. You're like, yeah, you should punch somebody. Dude, the best is like we never acknowledge this on this podcast. But I'll do it now. You can cut this out. Is that Microsoft...
is owned by Steve Ballmer?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you saw.
Right.
Yeah, how do you feel with that?
No, that's really funny. And it's true, but...
We didn't like that tweet, by the way.
Well, you guys...
just because I'm like... No, no. We should not have. We don't support that.
But I would say... that's...
Well, you work for the devil, is what you would say.
Yeah, but I don't think anything Microsoft has to... will influence Kawhi Leonard.
No. We got Kawhi. Don't get that... Listen, Barry. This is what I want to tell you. Don't let these fucking people... sway your fucking computer ways. Listen, you got a business to run. Okay? Yeah,
but it's
you got a also, goddamn business to run.
Yeah.
And Steve Ballmer is... your fucking $100 is not going to help Steve Ballmer.
Well, try running a business if you don't jab your way in. Start jabbing.
Yeah, you got to hit people. Steve Ballmer can suck my whole penis, though. Him and Noodles.
Who are we playing on Christmas Day?
Dude, we don't want a Christmas Day game.
Want the Boxing Day game?
Yeah. We started a tradition, man. We don't fucking fuck off. Boxing. Now that we're the dopest team in the league.
Yeah, they can watch us on Boxing
Day. We don't want your shit now. Fuck off.
Who's going to have a bigger career in the long run? Iguodala or Arugio?
Iguodala for sure. What are you fucking out of your mind? Who said that?
Bianca, fuck the refs. That's all. Okay.
Shout out to Bianca. Yo, Bianca's the homie. Real talk, Bianca.
All is and Enterprise. I love this team, but what the fuck? How the hell is Fred now the second best player on the team? Listen. I don't know. I
thought foul trouble, man. How do you get in foul trouble? The refs called things. And how do the refs call things? Yeah. The refs are cocksuckers. Yeah. Well, here we are. Yeah, exactly. None of your business. But that's what happened.
Yeah.
The refs are... We're good, man. We're better than this fucking team.
Yes.
Do you understand the zen I have in my heart?
I agree. I think we're better.
We could have won that. I don't know. We should have won it. I do like listen, don't get me wrong. We should have won that game. We kind of needed to win that game. It's important. However, I'm not concerned. I'm concerned. But I'm not concerned. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, life is good.
Yeah, we're good, man. We're in the fucking finals. It's not supposed to be easy.
And finally, Kunal Patel.
Kunal!
I flew in from Vancouver to home for this one. And
oh, he had lit pitchers, man.
I also drank, but he had lit pitchers. These jerks. Your thoughts. Yo.
That's what I'm saying, Kunal.
Thanks for these photos. They look great.
We're fucking this team up, man.
I think we can all agree it's going to be awesome.
We're a better team than... we're just better.
Yeah.
Fuck this team. Monty, do you agree?
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them. I don't think you heard that in the mic.
No, you didn't put the mic near his face, but that's okay.
But I think you might have heard it in the background. Say it again.
Them.
There it is.
Okay. Fuck them. Dude, we're fine, man. We're beautiful. The motherfucking Raptor. We're in the finals, baby. This is part of the mix. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go, Raptors.
And you know what's beautiful is, let's go, Raptors. Shut me down.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.